The Pigs, Part 4. By Diana the Valkyrie. Olga and I went to the arrivals area at Kennedy Airport to wait for our new plow girl. Olga sat next to me, and just before she fell asleep again, she'd had a tough night, she told me to look out for our new plow girl, Blossom Wagnate. I don't know what she looks like, I protested. She's a plow girl, she'll be the only one on the flight. You know what a plow girl looks like. I nodded, and Olga went to sleep. I thought of snuggling up to her, but if I fell asleep and missed Blossom, Olga would not be pleased, so I scanned the people coming off the planes, looking for a tall, strong-looking woman with massive thighs. I was watching the arrivals board, although Olga hadn't told me which flight she would be on. I couldn't see any flights from Ukraine, but maybe she'd come via an indirect route. Then there was a flight from Kenya, and one of the emerging passengers fit the profile of a plow girl. A tall and powerful-looking woman, with long black hair, and what I could see of her legs, looked immense. But her skin wasn't the light pink that Olga and the other Ukrainians had. Her skin was so dark, it was almost black. Could she be the plow girl? I looked at Olga, but she was fast asleep, and if I woke her up, it would be a toss-up as usual, whether she would crush my throat in her fist before she realized it was only me. So I approached the big, muscular woman, looked up at her, I'm 4'11", she must have been at least 6'6", and asked, are you Blossom? Blossom Wagnate? Yes, I am, she replied, and you must be Mike, Olga's little sweetie. She told me about you. And then she picked me up and hugged me a bit too tightly. I said. She put me down, and I suggested to her that she should wake up Olga, and we could get moving.